Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Dispensing cannabis business knowledge beyond a million square feet of cultivation space, CannabisRadio.com proudly presents Blunt Business, harvested by Strainwise Consulting. Together, we will navigate the challenges and opportunities of one of the most profitable industries on earth. Join us each episode to hear our weekly roundtables and interviews with industry professionals. Now, let's delve into some Blunt Business with your host, Sean Eubanks.
Thanks for joining us and welcome to Blunt Business. I'm your host, Sean Eubanks, Vice President of Business Development for Strainwise Consulting. And on our show today, we have Julie Berliner, who is the founder and CEO of Sweetgrass Kitchen, which is a cannabis-infused products manufacturer. Julie graduated from the University of Colorado at Boulder with a degree in education and psychology in 2008. When a friend asked that her popular chocolate chip cookie recipe be infused with cannabis for sale at his dispensary, she decided to take a left turn and launch Sweetgrass Kitchen. Her infused products are now distributed to over 400 medical and recreational dispensaries in Colorado. For 9 years, Julie has been a leading representative of the cannabis industry and edibles manufacturers. She has served on multiple regulatory rulemaking work groups, helping to establish effective policy, and was the driving force behind Colorado's first edibles education campaign called Start Low, Go Slow in 2014. Julie currently lives in Denver, Colorado with her husband, son, and dog. And she was also recently featured on the History Channel's Marijuana Revolution. Julie, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, so incredible growth for you. I mean, you're absolutely a pioneer in the industry. It's fascinating that you have an education and psychology background, and then you took that turn into edibles. But it absolutely, from the look of your website and everyone that talks about you in the state of Colorado, you have found your niche, so to speak. And I mean, congratulations on you being able to penetrate 400 medical and recreational dispensaries in Colorado. Very impressive.
Yeah, I appreciate that. It's been a wild ride. It's definitely, you know, in the beginning, I kind of fell backwards into it. But since then, it's been just, you know, roller coaster of challenges and excitement, all sorts of things. But I love it.
Well, and, you know, you get a lot of great press. So John Anderle, who is over at Legal, he loves you guys. And he was on the show recently. And one of the things he talked about, obviously, he is very big into clean cannabis. And we talked at the end of the show about what are the most dependable edibles that you have and the cleanest edibles. And out of his mouth first was Sweetgrass Kitchen. And he had high praise for you and the way that you cultivate. And he also mentioned that your edibles are not only one of the best-selling products that he has, but by far the most reliable as well.
Yeah, that's really nice to hear. John is awesome. Well, so yeah, he's not wrong. We're one of the few edibles manufacturers that actually grow our own product. When I built my cultivation back in 2013, it supplied, you know, 4 times what we needed. And now we're in a place where we actually can provide our genetics to other growers in addition to growing in-house so that they can really mirror exactly what we do. And what's different about our grow is that, you know, we use the full plant in our infusions. And I often make the comparison, especially to other consumers, that, you know, we don't like to smoke trim, and I definitely don't want to eat it. So using the entire plant really creates this more quality effect. And it's also, you know, it's a consistent strain. So we use a sativa dominant hybrid, and it really, you know, unlike smoking product, you don't want variety in your edible experience. So having just one strain in that sativa dominant hybrid whole flower really allows for our consumers to, you know, have the same experience, whether it's today or tomorrow or a brownie or a cookie.
Yeah, and you use canna butter instead of oil, is that right?
That's right. So we have used canna butter since I started my company in 2009. But very recently, we also started to use distillate and have gotten into the candy world. So we chose distillate because it really, you know, it's this high quality product that in our minds is very in line with our high quality canna butter.
And so when you're in line with cultivation, for people hearing this the first time, why do you think a full plant is better than a distillate or an isolate? Or someone who's not, you know, focused on the entourage effect or the other cannabinoids and capturing the whole thing, why do you think that the full plant method, it's a lot more expensive in most cases, why do you think that's better?
Yeah, you're definitely right. It's far more expensive for us to do it this way. But again, the experience of having the whole plant, you get the full benefits of this plant versus, you know, just the trim or family. It's really things that people used to throw out. So we've chosen to use that because, again, the infusion, the experience, the consistency is all just a higher quality.
Okay, and you have recreational products and you have medicinal products. And I personally just want to say your peanut butter cookie, your 10 milligram peanut butter cookie is my favorite product that you have. I have not eaten it's delicious and it's consistent. And the other thing, I don't know if people understand this, but you can just put it in the microwave just for a second and it tastes like a fresh cookie. It's really incredible.
Yeah. You can do that with all of our products. It's something that we really recommend to people. But I agree. Our peanut butter cookies are awesome. They're one of my favorites too.
Well, and you also have a snickerdoodle, which, if correct me if I'm wrong, that is a cross between a Snickers bar and a labradoodle?
Exactly. Yeah, our snickerdoodles are also come in a 10 milligram form and 100 milligrams on the recreational side. It's a very similar experience. Again, I mean, just with using our canna butter across all of our products, you can, you know, have a snickerdoodle or have a peanut butter cookie, and it's going to be that same experience for you.
Well, okay, and so are you using a different extraction process for your cookies than you are for your fruit snacks or your buttermelts?
That's right. I'll back up. So our buttermelts are made with butter. They're one of the very few candies that are butter-based, which makes them really unique. The buttermelts are also 2.5 milligrams, which is something that we were thought leaders on in putting a product out there that was far lower in serving size than lots of other products. And now, you know, I'm really happy to see, you know, the industry and other manufacturers coming around because it's such an educational product to people that, you know, maybe aren't as familiar with consuming cannabis or haven't done it in a really long time. So it kind of educates them by, you know, naturally because it's a small dose. So they can try a little bit and kind of discover their tolerance level. Our fruit snacks are made with distillate. So those obviously do not have dairy in them. And that is sourced from a third party.
I'm sorry, Julie, you cut out. You said your fruit snacks are made with which distillate?
A distillate that we, you know, we have a vendor that that we've interviewed and trust. And so our distillate is actually sourced outside of our company, outside of Sweetgrass. And infused that way. So those are actually a dairy-free product.
Okay, and why do you think that your extraction process is superior? Do you have concerns about the type of extraction process, or do you just sort of fall in one that was, in line with what you guys were wanting to do?
You know, when I first started Sweetgrass Kitchen in 2009, it was a very different time than it is today. So my choice in kind of going down the road of canna butter had a lot to do with, you know, the ease and safety of doing that. Back then, we were allowed to do it in our own home. So had a lot to do with that. But, you know, over the years, I realized that butter being something that we all ingest, you know, every day in any food and most foods that we eat, it was much easier on the stomach, you know, on the throat, things like that, just in general in the digestion process.
Gotcha. And okay, so looking at your website here on sweetgrasskitchen.com, you've got the cookies you featured there, you got the butter melts, and then you also have some key lime pie, pumpkin pie, pecan pie. Are all those infused the same way as well?
Yeah, those are canna butter based products, our pies. They're also seasonal, so you won't find those at any given time. Our pumpkin pies come out kind of in the fall season, definitely around Thanksgiving when you need a little solace from family or just, you know, a party favor, things like that to bring along with you to a dinner party. Same with our key lime pies and our pecan pies. They come at various times throughout the year and usually in very limited quantities. But the infusion actually happens in the crust. So the filling is interchangeable, and then the crust is infused with our canna butter. It's actually something that we've been considering, you know, selling on its own so someone can go home and, you know, have the experience of making a you know, cannabis-infused edible at home, but still have that safety of, you know, this was manufactured and tested and properly packaged, all of the things that make, you know, regulated products very safe.
And if you were to sell that crust, and I think it's a great idea, sort of a Papa Murphy's sort of kind of pre-made concept there, I think it would be tremendous. How would you help them manage the dosage? Because your key lime pie are basically key lime pie bites, or at least you know you've got 10 milligrams total, right?
Well, it would be the same if we sold the crust. So you're right. It's 10 milligrams total for on the recreational side. We also have a medical pie, which is a bit higher in serving size. But the crust would be sold in a very similar way, just 10 milligrams. It would be tested, packaged properly. So everyone would know, you know, in the packaging and all the labeling exactly how much is in that product.
Okay. All right, we do need to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll be joined by the founder and CEO of Sweetgrass Kitchen, who is Julie Berliner. Don't go away, guys. If you have a chance on the break, go to sweetgrasskitchen.com and look at download their PDF that gives some great educational content on dosage. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
Introducing 420 Cloud, ignited by MSIG, one of the fastest growing social apps around. The only app you'll need for all things cannabis. Find the latest cannabis news, videos, and stories, ranging from business and tech to sports and medicine. Start your career in cannabis by seeking, identifying, and applying for jobs through our expansive listings. For businesses, 420cloud.com features a full-scale cross-channel network, monetizing high traffic for big data conversion and analytics. Download 420 Cloud now from the iTunes Store or Google Play. MSIG.com is a publicly listed company on the OTC, symbol MCIG.
At Alternative Vibes, our core values of quality, loyalty, respect, and honesty guides us in our mission to help families find peace and harmony through our products and services. Whether you are looking for a more natural way of living, shopping essential oils, topicals, and edibles, or searching for a path towards achieving your goals, we are your choice. Learn more about our complete line of natural products and solutions at AlternativeVibes.com. Bringing quality of living to life. AlternativeVibes.com.
Cannabis concentrates have been around for hundreds of centuries. In 19th century America, extracts mixed with other herbs were sold as a miracle cure. Now, Apex Supercritical has elevated the science of extraction into the 21st century. Apex Supercritical is the leader in CO2 extraction, which is the cleanest, safest, and purest way to extract plant oils. ROI in as little as 3 weeks. Our cost-effective systems are fully automated with an industry-leading 3-year warranty. And if we don't have your system in stock, we can build one in as little as 4 weeks, bringing CO2 extraction to the masses. Learn more at apexsupercritical.com. 4-week build excludes high production systems.
I hope you didn't forget about us, because we're back with Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome back to Blunt Business. I'm your host, Sean Eubanks, Vice President of Strainwise Consulting, and we have been talking to Julie Berliner, who is the founder and CEO of Sweetgrass Kitchen, a Colorado-based cannabis-infused products manufacturer. Welcome back, Julie.
Thanks, Sean.
Yes. So as most entrepreneurs, the one thing that impresses me about this industry that is unique to other industries is you're often involved in the education part and the advocacy. And I don't know if that's the cannabis plant itself that attracts the kind of people like yourself who are naturally altruistic and give back. But I just see this in every lane that we work in. And in your case, you founded or worked on the educational campaign Start Low, Go Slow in 2014. Can you talk about that?
So the Start Low, Go Slow campaign was really, it really revolved around this social intuition that especially back in 2014 really wasn't there when it came to edibles. I think that, you know, when recreational legalization happened, everyone was so used to dealing with a consumer, you know, on the medical side that really, you know, understood the product and kind of knew what they were getting into when they ate a cookie or a gummy or whatever they were, you know, choosing to consume in whatever way. So when recreational legalization happened, it was kind of a learning curve. I often think about alcohol and I compare it because I think all of us can, you know, understand what the effects might be if we were to, you know, drink an entire bottle of wine or vodka. It would really, you know, affect us in a way that we're not comfortable with. And in the case of alcohol, it could be lethal. So in 2014, it became obvious that education was really, really important to new consumers or, again, people that hadn't consumed cannabis in a really long time. So if you see, and if you download it on our website, you can see the different kind of levels, so to speak, of consuming edibles. And it's at the highest level, 10 milligrams, which is 10 milligrams or less is considered one serving. But usually when we, you know, when I talk to, you know, my friends or even my parents' friends, and I give them something, you know, to try for the first time, if I give them an edible, I just tell them to start at 2.5 milligrams or less because, again, it's an educational experience. They can sort of gauge where they're at and what their tolerance level was like that first time. But what's really important when it comes to consuming edibles as well is that it's kept in proper packaging and that people are giving it the time that it needs, which is, you know, up to 2 hours to really take effect. Keeping it in proper packaging, of course, means that, you know, we reduce the incident of accidental ingestion, which, you know, nobody wants to be in that situation or wants to be responsible for that either. And then giving it that 2 hours at least really allows the product to take effect and it prevents someone from, you know, what they call stacking, which is, you know, not giving it enough time, eating more edibles, and all of a sudden it kind of starts to kick in as you're, you know, swallowing that next bite, which again, you know, it can be uncomfortable.
Well, and I think that's spot on, Julie, what you do. And it's impressive because you're helping people have, if their first experience is with you, and a lot of people trust you, you've been in business for a long time, such a tremendous reputation that Sweetgrass Kitchen has, people are going to be coming to you for the first time. It's brilliant to have the 2.5 milligram. It's also incredible to educate the consumer and let them know that there are different waves, if you will, of cannabis. When you eat one of your cookies, I know from experience, it actually has a very uplifting effect to it. And then it has a sort of post-process where you're sort of relaxed and you can even use it as a nighttime edible and things like that. So it's just really, I think we in the industry sometimes overlook the fact that people are nervous about getting into and trying this, and they're, you know, they're looking at their previous experience with alcohol or other things, and it's just cannabis is unique like that. So I really want to applaud you for the educational piece and making sure and taking responsibility that people have a great experience.
Yeah, thank you for saying that. I mean, to be honest, it's about the industry as a whole. To your point, you know, if someone has a bad experience the first time they try an edible or have, you know, their first experience with cannabis in general, they may not turn back to it because that experience was uncomfortable for them. So, you know, it's a long game. I want to make sure that people are enjoying it because it really is such an amazing plant for so many reasons.
Well, absolutely. And also, you know, educating them on the different ways you can consume, right? When you process things, and we're all so different, right? Depending on our health, frankly, right? Is how I ingest something is going to be different on how you ingest it. And my stomach acids are different depending on, you know, frankly, how healthy I am. It passes through the liver as well. I mean, there's a lot that has to happen. And I think companies like yours do a great job of getting feedback and helping people talk through and being available to have them share their experiences. Because that's it. I mean, you would hate to have somebody have a bad experience because if cannabis for them, if the entry point is on the recreational side and they're like, you know what, I'm going to treat this like a glass of wine, and no pressure and have fun with it, that's one thing. But if they also discover that this makes their life better, like many cannabis consumers do, and they're able to relax or sleep better at night or just simply relax enough to enjoy their family and enhance their quality of life, then that's part of the process too. And obviously it helps you because they're a long-term consumer.
Yeah, exactly. I couldn't have said it better myself.
Okay, well, thank you for that. All right, so you are, I tell you what, guys, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll be rejoined by Julie Berliner, who is the founder and CEO of Sweetgrass Kitchen. Again, guys, go to sweetgrasskitchen.com, look at all of her delicious edibles that she's got going on, and educate yourself on all the great things she's doing here in Colorado. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
Introducing Blue Moon CBD, straight from the bluegrass of Kentucky. With our special nano emulsion process, you'll not only get the best CBD available, you'll get more of it. Not all CBD is the same. It's your body. It's your choice. Get relief from inflammation, anxiety, and stress. Go to www.bluemoonhemp.com and use code HEMP420 for a 20% discount on your order. Balance your body. Balance your life. Make it Blue Moon CBD.
The smoke is rising, and the next crop of podcasts devoted to cannabis providers and enthusiasts are ready to be harvested.
Welcome to the Cannabis Radio Network,
founded by respected rainmakers who have been producing award-winning podcasts for over a decade. Industry headlines, business updates, medical reports, marketing, and e-commerce education rolled up perfectly for your consumption. Let's grow together. The Cannabis Radio Network. CannabisRadio.com.
Ignite the conversation on some trending topics along the Cannabis Radio social media network. Join our crew of thousands on our Cannabis Radio page on Facebook or at Canna Radio, C-A-N-N-A Radio on Twitter. Plus, look for our Facebook and Google Plus pages for all of our original programs and connect with Dr. Dina, Kyle Cushman, Dr. Mitch Earlywine, Nurse Heather, Doc Rob, the hosts of Gondrepreneur, and more. Connect with the growing Cannabis Radio social crusade at Canna Radio on Twitter or search for Cannabis Radio on Facebook, Google Plus, and Instagram and grow with us.
I hope you didn't forget about us, because we're back with Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome back to Blunt Business. I'm your host, Sean Eubanks, Vice President of Strainwise Consulting, and we have been talking to Julie Berliner, who is the founder and CEO of Sweetgrass Kitchen. Welcome back, Julie.
Thanks, Sean.
So I think it's easy for people to look at your success, and now here we are in 2018, and think, oh gosh, she might have had it easy. You know, it's not that big of a deal. Everybody in Colorado's doing it. We touched on 2014, where you started the Start Low, Go Slow campaign, but you actually got in this business in 2009. Tell us, Julie, about give us an idea what the climate was like and the actual risk you had to take when you deviate from education and psychology. I mean, this was a substantial risk you took.
You're right. It was. I mean, I had just graduated from college, actually, just prior to the prior year in 2008. And I had just, you know, gotten my degree, obviously, gone through college to get it. So, you know, it just like it is today, but very much more so in 2008, 2009. It was a really hard time to graduate from college, and definitely even harder to try to find a government-funded job in the public education system. So I was in this place where, you know, on one hand, I had nothing to lose, and I felt like if I, you know, I'm substitute teaching right now, I don't have this solid position. But on the other hand, I knew that if I took this hand turn and went down the road of you know, selling weed cookies for a living, that I probably wouldn't be able to, you know, turn around and go back to teaching. You know, there's very few, I think, principals in the elementary education system that would look highly on that. So when I chose to make that left turn, it was a really scary time for me. I, you know, unlike today, it really wasn't mainstream, to your point. I mean, it was underground, much more so than it is today. It wasn't, you know, all over the news or media or anything like that. It definitely took me a few months at least to tell my parents this possibility that I had for my future. But, you know, when my friend, who you had mentioned before, when my friend asked me to infuse chocolate chip cookies for his store, I figured, you know, why don't I give this a shot? And through that experience, I was able to see, again, how this product was really helping people, whether it was, you know, in a true medicinal way or just making them feel better. And it was really an incredible, inspiring time. And again, you know, there weren't, and again, similar to today, our government wasn't supportive of cannabis legalization. This is something that we all fought for and we voted for and we made it happen. It was a social movement that just blew me away and really inspired me. So when those rules, you know, started to tighten up and I then had to have a license to actually do what I do versus just using a home kitchen for a couple months, I had to, you know, really reflect on what my life was going to look like. It was difficult to find a space that I could build a kitchen. Very few property owners were willing to lease to cannabis businesses because, you know, rightfully so, they were scared. So I had this idea to build my very first kitchen in a race car trailer. And the intention with it was that if I can build it in a race car trailer and keep it on wheels, but put it inside of a warehouse, like inside of a facility, and hard plumb and hard wire it to that space, that, you know, I could operate and the city and state would say yes because I, you know, check all their boxes in terms of not driving it around like a food truck. But it also kind of acted like an insurance policy for us because if my landlord, you know, decided he was uncomfortable with the situation or a rule change that all of a sudden, you know, prevented me from operating at that specific location, I can, you know, protect my investment and basically unhook and set up shop somewhere else without, you know, losing literally everything that I had, you know, that I had put into building this first kitchen. So it worked out really well for us for a few years, and then recreational legalization happened, and we ended up actually rebuilding our production facility. You know, as the industry legitimized, my landlord decided that he was more comfortable with, you know, moving forward long term. Luckily, we never had to roll the trailer out. In other words, we never had to move out of the trailer until we actually had a new kitchen. But now our bright red trailer sits in our row house and we use it to, you know, host events or interviews. It's actually just serves as a reminder to us of how things started and where we've come.
Very cool. Well, no, that's a beautiful story. And, you know, I think, you know, as a business owner, you're sitting there. I mean, it's one thing, Julie, to be honest, that you're just trying to serve your customers and figure out what the consumer needs. But I just think people in this industry would never understand until they speak to people like you or they go through it themselves that you have a whole other side of when you lay your head down at night, you're thinking, am I going to get shut down? Am I going to get raided? Is this going to be, you know, you're balancing that, which is just, it just overwhelms people. And you're through it now. You've made it through. You have an unbelievably successful business. You know, over 400 dispensaries you're in. That's a success story in itself. It's just a tremendous job that you've done. Let me ask you this, as far as people listening, did you start with the kitchen first and then start cultivating, or how did you grow it eventually and get to a point where you are right now?
I started with the kitchen, and then, you know, 2013, before recreational legalization, that was a time when there weren't businesses operating with the sole purpose and intention of selling wholesale product to manufacturers. So that's why I had chosen to build that first cultivation, because we were in a place back then when, you know, where I would purchase products, but, you know, I wouldn't see the products being made. I wouldn't, you know what had happened to that plant, things like that. It's very different today. I started growing because I wanted to be able to see, you know, the life of a cookie, so to speak, from the moment it's this small plant to the time that it actually becomes a cookie. And now it's just a different landscape. There's, you know, incredible cultivators that, you know, I've shared genetics with. I can go to their farms or their indoor cultivations and see my plants being grown. And it's really an incredible thing, something that I didn't have the ability to do back in 2013.
And you have the medicinal side of things, Julie. If we can, we'll just talk about that for a second. I mean, you chose a strain, Sueño. Is that the same strain that you use for recreational and medicinal, or you use different strains?
Both on the medicinal and recreational side, the Sueño is a crowd pleaser. You know, it's a sativa dominant hybrid. It's actually a cross between Sour Diesel and Blue Dream. So two strains that, you know, are really popular among a lot of people. Another reason that we chose it, and again, chose to just do one strain, is that we wanted that consistent effect. We discovered through, you know, just our experience in the industry and talking to a lot of people that, you know, they really, you know, some people really love indica and some people really want sativa, but ultimately, you know, they want something that is going to be pretty even keel for them. And that's what Sueño did for me when I chose it 5 years ago now. It really was one of my favorite strains. And it's great to grow. You know, it's not temperamental. It's a hardy plant.
Okay, so Julie, continuing along the medicinal side, because you have products that are 100 milligrams, what is your hope for the medicinal side? Are there people that you get feedback from right now that are using your cookies for medicinal purposes, or are they sort of still using it recreationally in your view, just at smaller dosage? Tell me what benefits they're having on the medicinal side.
Well, of course, I mean, I would never make a medical claim, but ultimately, you know, medicinal or recreational, it's a product that makes people feel better, enjoy their experience and experience they're already having in an elevated way. You know, our products, whether you're on the medical side with a higher serving size, 100 plus milligrams, or on the recreational side, anywhere from 2.5 to 10 milligrams, it's all about just, you know, finding what's right for you and, you know, having a great experience with that. You mentioned earlier that, you know, everyone is so different in the way that they experience cannabis. It has to do with, you know, their health. It has to do with what they ate that day, how hydrated they are. So ultimately, I mean, my best hope and anyone that's consuming my product or any other product is that they're finding what's right for them and they're just having an awesome time.
That's great. I mean, I appreciate your humility there for sure. And I'm sure people are benefiting from it at different levels. Have you yourself ever eaten a 100 milligram cookie?
It's been a very long time. I am much more of a microdose person. 2.5 milligrams, even if it's, you know, 4 or 5 of them throughout the day, is perfect for me. But 100 milligrams for me, again, and everyone has their own experience, it's too much for me, but I know tons of people that can, you know, consume 3 times that and hold a conversation.
Absolutely. And I don't know if I feel sorry for them or I'm happy for them. I'm the same way with you, Julie, is just, you know, micro dosing, but you're doing a great service to the industry itself, but you're helping people discover cannabis in a very responsible way, in a way that's beneficial to them, and allowing them to sort of get involved with it. And it works. If they ever reach that way, I could see myself benefiting from 100 milligrams of CBD eventually. I'm pretty active and I have in my mid-40s and I have a lot of aches and pains and things like that. So on the CBD side, I could see myself definitely 100 milligrams maybe in a day or over a course of 2 days or so. Have you thought or explored options for CBD-only products on the medicinal side?
We're actually exploring that on the recreational side. In fact, when you said that, it will let you know that soon you'll see a CBD product coming from Sweetgrass Kitchen on the recreational side. We're exploring the different ratios of CBD to THC right now. But no matter what, you know, it's something that we are set to do this year. So you will see it in the next few months. We're even considering trying to find really an organization that is comfortable accepting it, but we really want to create a product that not only helps people that are consuming the product, but that gives back as well. So more to come.
Wonderful. And I know, Julie, you won't brag on it, but I will say this, given the consistency of your products, the clean cannabis feeling that you get from consuming your products, I'm sure that you're going to lead the way on the CBD side as well. I think there's some good companies out there some good brands that have got a head start, but you have the infrastructure in place, and I'm personally really excited to try your new CBD product as it rolls out.
That means so much to me. Thank you.
Well, and kind of finishing up also, for people who haven't been to your website yet, I mean, you're on the Discovery Channel. You're featured on you got CNN write-ups here. You got Mashable, more CNN, the cannabis. I mean, you're very well-reviewed and very well-respected. So I want to thank you so much for being in the industry and everything that you do. And I wish you nothing but continued success, Julie.
Oh, likewise, Sean. Thank you so much.
Yep, and thank you all for joining us on this edition of Blunt Business. You can download episodes of our program by going to CannabisRadio.com, BluntBusinessRadio.com, or subscribing to the show on iTunes, Stitcher, and now on iHeartRadio. If you like what you've heard, but you're unsure of how to get in this industry, or if you need help with your existing cannabis business, please feel free to send me an email at subanks@strainwise.com. Thanks again for tuning in, and we will see you next week.
The opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without proper consent of CannabisRadio.com is prohibited.